Georgia Sutilcha Slavaya Lamin Takyo Bram Nandura Pontmyo. What brings you here, O brave Kuhalan, young brave warrior? I do not fear, for I shall take you to the land of shadows, brave Satanta, Wally.
Friends, that was a track from a wonderful new CD from Clamored. That track was entitled Satanta, and we'll be hearing more from that CD as the weeks go on. I've just received it during the week in the post, and I'm so thrilled with it. Wonderful. Satanta there from Clamored. If I say to you, we're going to have a song from one of the counties of Ireland. Yes, you've guessed it. It's Donegal, and it's one of those old Irishy type American songs again, but it's given a good treatment here by Ruby Murray.
It seems like only yesterday I sailed from out of Cork. I wonder if from Erin's Isle I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on the shore. But Irish luck was with me here and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, my friends will meet. meet me on the pier and greet me with a smile. Their faces sure I've almost forgot, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me she'll say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike, Colleen, and here's your sister Kate. And there's the boy who used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the fellows all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. They'll give a party when I go home, and they'll come from near and far. And they'll line the roads for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The spirits will flow like buttermilk, the like you've never seen. And the pipers will play an Irish reel to greet the Aunt Colleen. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun as never been. The lads will be decked in corduroy, the Colleen's wearing green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me she'll say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike, Colleen, and here's your sister Kate. And there's the boy you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the fellas all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Meet Brannigan, Fannigan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldooney, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Fanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fokerty, Hokerty, Kelly, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
That was a lively version of Dear Old Donegal from Ruby Murray. I'm not quite sure, but it may have been the Norrie Paramore Orchestra backing on that, because I think he did a lot of her backing. Now, earlier on we had Daniel. Now we're going to have Daniel's sister Margot, and she's singing a song that I've never heard before. Picture the scene. The man is leaving his native home in Ireland. He's a musician and he's taking his fiddle and he's playing his last farewell song before he goes away from his homeland.
By the grotto at the old spring well, he sat down for a while with the fiddle he so cherished on his knee. Old tunes ran through his mind as they would in exile, and the sweet notes floated gently to the sea. In his home close by the rocky shore, he feared he'd see no more. The breeze, it seemed to whisper, won't you stay? Departing from his kin, this new life to begin, just another son of Ireland going away. He played his farewell song, and the birds all sang along on that morning down beside the old millstone. Put the fiddle in its case, tears rolled down his mother's face, but their hearts were torn as he walked off alone. And each night he'd play the tunes of Ireland. He met and wed his sweetheart, reared a family, built a home. No more we'll ever shake that fiddler's hand. We play his farewell song, and the birds still sing along, like that morning down beside the old millstone. Put that fiddle in its case, as a tear rolled down my face. Now with heavy hearts we stand here all alone. Just a story of a fiddler long ago.
Now, another email I received during the week from Peter. Peter says, Joe, on your program some time ago, you played a song about a girl spinning on a spinning wheel and her blind grandmother. Now, I'd never heard the song before. I thought it was lovely. Could you tell us what it's called? Well, it's actually called The Spinning Wheel. But though on this track, it's called The Old Spinning Wheel, and it tells the story of the young girl who's spinning at the spinning wheel, and her lover, her boyfriend, call it what you will, is outside tapping the window to try to attract her attention. And the blind mother is sitting beside the fire, and she hears what's going on, you see. But anyway, that's the story. In the end, she jumps through the window. You'll hear it. Peter, thanks for the email, and here, Foster and Allen's version. They call it The Old Spinning Wheel. And I think at the beginning, you can hear the spinning wheel, that's the effects that they make.
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and moaning, and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring. Sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen Mahara, I hear someone tapping, 'tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. I surely hear somebody sighing, 'tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring. Sprightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. There's a farm at the casement, the farm of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly. We'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot's stirring. Brightly and brightly and airily ringing, thrills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower and lower the reel rings. Hear the reel and the wheel stop their ringing, through the grove the young lover by moonlight are roving.
Of course, you noticed my deliberate mistake. It wasn't a blind mother, it was a blind grandmother. But nevertheless, it didn't spoil the story. And that was Foster and Allen. And regular listeners will know I'm a great fan of Foster and Allen. Now, I'm grateful to my friend and colleague, Chip Colcord, for this next track, because he has sent me an album from a group that has a wonderful name. They're called Rant Maggie Rant. Oh, isn't that a great name for a group? But as well as having a great name, they're fantastic musicians. But suffice to say here that they're going to play for us Gooseberry Bush and Julia Delaney. Listen to this for some fiddling. I'm telling you, how about that? from Rant Maggie Rant. That was the Gooseberry Bush and Julia Delaney.
Now, here is a classic. First of all, it's Christy Moore. And this tells the story of a couple starting out in life. It's a very clever song. And whenever Christy Moore appears, no matter what venue, no matter what part of the world, he's always asked to sing this song, The Voyage. I think I said it on Sounds Irish before that I'm not the greatest Christy Moore fan, but I do like him singing that. I think it's a wonderful song and it's a wonderful arrangement and a wonderful interpretation of life. Would you not agree? I think I've said it on the programme before. My mother had a wonderful repertoire of songs. Now, she taught them, most of them, to us as we grew up. But here's one that she did sing. Now, it's one of these, how shall I put it, one of these old Irish songs. Maybe not even Irish, maybe Irish-American. But here's Brendan O'Dowda and a song that my mammy used to sing quite often.
Mm-hmm. in springtime of warning, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Sure, when we lend ear to beautiful England, little we thought of the lone winter days, little we thought of the hush of the starshine over the mountain, the buffs and the braes. Then come back to Erin, Mavourneen, Mavourneen. Come back, Aroon, to the land of thy birth. Come with the shamrocks in springtime, Mavourneen.
Deserved applause for Brendan O'Dowda and his interpretation of the song Come Back to Erin. Erin is a word, of course, another word for Ireland. And regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Wallard is a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. And I hope you enjoyed that. It was a wonderful arrangement of that lovely old song. Normally, when I play a Johnny McAvoy track, and you know I'm a big Johnny McAvoy fan, normally when I play a Johnny McAvoy track, it's a slow, one of his slow ballads with full of meaning. Well, this one, well, it's a little more up-tempo. It's not the one you think it is. It's called Down by the Riverside. No, it's not that one. It's this one.
Well, I took a little stroll just the other day down by the river where we used to play when we were kids a long time ago. Where time goes, I really don't know. Now you're a woman and I'm a man. We live our lives the best we can. Now we're back where it all began, down by the riverside. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought in his mind. And the ducks and the geese in the farmer's yard still kick up a din if you paddle too far across the water to the old wrecked car. It's been there so long it'll never go far. Now the old mill's gone, the willow tree, there's a road running through where they used to be. And you're not as happy as you seem to me down by the riverside. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought in his mind. And the flowers still bloom, the fish swim by, the water's just as cold as a tear in your eye. And I'm gonna love you till the day I die. When I do, you'll surely cry, so we'll say goodbye. But just for now, the kids are getting restless as they do. Somehow we'll meet again in a year from now, down by the river's side. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought in his mind. And the old waterfall looks just the same as it did when we played our children's games. The kingfisher flies through the trees in the breeze, but never a thought in his mind.
A jolly little song there from Johnny McAvoy with some very clever mandolin work on it, would you not say? And here we go again, because I'm playing now a track for you from my favourite album of Phil Coulter and James Galway. The album is called A Winter's Crossing, but here we're having the track that I play so often on the programme, and I could never tire of playing it, that wonderful Home Away From Home. Phil Coulter on piano with the orchestra, and James Galway on flute. And if ever there was an instrumental that could sum up, in my book anyway, the feeling of exiles longing for their home back here in Ireland, it just has that feel about it, for me anyway, it's this particular track from James Galway and Phil Coulter. You can imagine the exile in a foreign land, whether it's America or Canada or Australia, and when they hear this piece of music, their hearts and minds are carried right across the sea to their homes back in Ireland.
Shiva Geistot, Sounds of Irish, Limsa, Joe Bollard.
We heard Dervish and a wonderful piece called The Hungry Rock. Well, when I say wonderful, for me, it was marvellous what they were doing with the tempo. They were, well, not so much the tempo, with the rhythm. That's it. They were doing wonderful things with the rhythm there. The Hungry Rock from Dervish. Very talented group.